You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A big trade brought to Russell Wilson from the Seattle Seahawks to the Denver Broncos, as
what?
You had to have been.
When did this happen?
You didn't hear about that. Well, the interesting thing is Broncos actually travel to Seattle for a game this fall against the Seahawks, so he's going to be going to his old stomping grounds. It's funny that he has to turn right instead of turning left and go into the visitors' locker room next time. And Super Bowl odds for the Broncos improved considerably, according to the folks out in Vegas. They say we now have a better chance, a significantly better chance of winning the Super Bowl.
I've got some, we'll see what happens. As long as we get Von Miller back, right? Hey, Jer on Sports. I pulled some audio from our sports dorks next door, Altitude 92.5, when they made the big announcement yesterday. You want to play it? I chopped it down. It's about 38 seconds.
Let's hear it.
We got huge breaking news in the NFL.
What? Okay.
Adam Schefter just tweeted out, after weeks of negotiations in one of the largest trades in NFL history, Denver Broncos have agreed to terms for a deal involving Super Bowl winning quarterback Russell Wilson.
Yeah, yeah. We back, baby! We back, baby!
Suck it, Aaron Rodgers!
Here we go!
Come on!
Bleep you, Rodgers! We don't even like you.
Come on.
I'm glad you pooped your pants all those times.
We got the right. Oh, come on, baby.
Sierra.
Woo!
We are back, baby.
They basically had to hose down that studio when that little segment ended. Yeah, it was.
Okay.
What's this all about, too?
I'm glad you pooped your pants all those times.
What is that about?
Aaron Rodgers, did he really soil himself?
I'm glad you pooped your pants all those times.
I don't know. If he did, well.
All I know is I'm going to hold on to that audio for one of our little Dom and Jeremy in the morning things. Dom and Jeremy in the morning.
I'm glad you pooped your pants all those times.
I think that's a good fit.
We'll have to piece that together. I can say that my reaction was significantly different than what they had next door.
Were you just like, hey, that's great?
I think I raised an eyebrow and went, wow, okay, interesting.
That's very like you. Well, that is fantastic.
Okay,
my wife flipped out. She was texting
me
all sorts of stuff. She's a diehard Broncos fan, so she was so excited.
Hey, I love the Broncos, too. I know this makes them a better team, but here's what you always have to keep in mind with football. He's one play away from sitting on the bench and sitting on IR.
That's exactly what I said to Josh. I go, watch him start, and he'll, like, snap a leg that first play.
I'm not trying to jinx anything, and I don't wish bad on him. I'm just saying, in the NFL, where there is a 100% injury rate, putting all your eggs in one basket, I don't know.
Nick texted me this morning. She said, Russell Wilson is only 5'11". You're actually taller than him.
Hey!
And I wrote back, I feel like we look the same, though. Same buff, chiseled jaw, very sexy.
Let's move on. What happened to the Avalanche last night? They blew a 3-0 lead and lost in New Jersey to the Devils. That's not supposed to happen. They'll be in North Carolina tomorrow for a game against the Hurricanes and the Nuggets, the hottest team in the NBA, going for their fourth win in a row tonight out in Sacramento. And then when they come back this weekend, we've got tickets that we're giving away with your boys. And now we always talk about the average price of gasoline over the last week. Now it did officially hit an all-time high, $4.17. That was yesterday, so today I'm sure it's higher still.
Your diesel boys out there, you're approaching $5 a gallon.
Yeah, it's about $5. The guys who track this stuff nationally say they expect it to be $4.25 and more by May, and they say it will not dip below $4 a gallon until likely November.
I'm going to buy a horse. I'm going to ride a horse to work now.
Yeah. And then on a ridiculous turning sideways story here, somebody went out and they wanted to know what the most popular dessert was in America. And so they picked each state's most popular favorite dessert. Ice cream won 5 states. That's not a surprise. What's weird, though, is that Jell-O was number one in 4 states. And the weirdest thing of all is those 4 states didn't even include Utah. Which Jell-O is huge.
Is it big in Utah?
It's huge in Utah. And that wasn't even one of the 4 states, so I didn't understand that. If you're wondering about Colorado, we are Rice Krispie Treats.
Okay. All right.
I got no problem with that.
Got no beef
at
with
all.
That. It's all right.
Silly. What else is trending?
Hey, today's National Meatball Day. I love meatballs.
Sure.
You make your own meatballs? You still make your dad's meatballs?
I make my dad's meatballs.
Little breadcrumbs in there? Some Italian breadcrumbs?
I cannot say off the top of my head, sawdust. But I know it is a combination of meats, including pork and... Yeah, it's like two or three.
You had me at combination of meats.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
And his trick was he always said to make them smaller than you would think, because a lot of people like to do these giant meatballs.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't want that.
They often don't cook consistently throughout.
It's
that
too
way.
Much
so
meatball.
He made his relatively small, like about the size of a little bit larger than a ping pong ball or whatever.
The twist I do with mine is I make them square.
They don't roll off your plate.
Yeah. Easier to catch.
That's great.
Big news coming out from Apple yesterday. They just wrapped up their first product event of the year yesterday. Oh my gosh, new colors for iPhones are coming out. Ah! New iPad that's faster and more powerful. There's some fancy new computer out. They've got a new display monitor that's going to be, you know, probably like $8,000. The biggest news, though, is a new budget iPhone. It's the new iPhone SE. It's got 5G, the latest iPhone processor, decent camera. It's small, though, but here's the deal. $429 gets you into the Apple game now.
Why didn't
I? If you're looking for a new phone. It's small. I mean, it's tiny. They say there's a demand now for people to get smaller phones now versus these giant ones that you can't fit in your front pocket.
Exactly, and I approve of that idea. You know, the thing is, people get excited about new Apple products, but I'm the person, since I'm not an early adopter, I don't like it, because all it does is it just hurries the obsolescence of the stuff I've got, because they'll stop supporting earlier things every time they put new crap out.
It was funny because Josh, our producer, came wandering in this morning, and I think it was like yesterday or the day before he said that he went out and bought a new iPad, and now yesterday they say, hey, there's a brand new one that's even bigger and better. Yeah. Right after he bought the one yesterday, so that's kind of a bummer. Doja Cat, the artist, is in trending this morning. Apparently, she's partnered with Taco Bell. And she went on TikTok yesterday because she would like everyone to know in advance that the jingle, she doesn't like that, but the jingle that she has for it, where she raps about Mexican pizza, is not that good. And I happened to pull her audio because I think it's kind of comical.
I got to do this TikTok, and everybody keeps calling it a jingle. It's for Taco Bell. By the way, I banned that word within my team, jingle. We're not allowed to say that, but I have to do a jingle. They want me to rap about Mexican pizza, so I just want to give you a heads up before you see that. Just know, it's contractual. I know it's bad. It's contractual. I know it's bad.
Really,
that would be a funny clip for you to play with our little sweepers.
Yes, I know it's bad. It's better than the other Taco Bell jingle.
I'm glad you pooped your pants all those times.
Yeah. What I like is that she's got, quote, a team.
Yes, her team,
Why don't we have a team?
Man.
We have Josh.
We got Josh, and he doesn't do much.
Do we have team?
He doesn't do much at all. What else do we have in trending? There's this lifestyle expert that came out claiming that the spot that you scrub first in the shower might reveal something about your personality. They listed a bunch of body parts and what it means. What are you
left
starting
shoulder.
With? Are you left,
left
shoulder?
Shoulder?
You're loyal.
Left shoulder. I'm always right.
Loyal.
I start every time left shoulder.
Get,
and
that,
then
get that dirty shoulder. It says you're loyal, reliable, devoted, and tend to carry the world on your shoulders. Very nice. Mm-hmm. I start hair. I'm starting hair. So it says I'm a hopeless romantic who's usually immersed in my own thoughts. And
oh,
I
wait
the,
a minute. I do put shampoo on first.
I always get the
I
hair
you were
first.
About when you grab the soap, what you do.
No, it
first.
Says the first thing you wash first. Hair.
Oh, well,
you start with your hair.
My hair, yeah.
It also says I have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist. This little survey is spot on.
Mm.
Look at that. You want your Fat America?
Please.
Speaking of Taco Bell.
So I can mock it.
Taco Bell's releasing their nacho fries again, so you can get nacho fries. And then for coffee lovers, Nestle Coffee Mate is releasing the drumstick vanilla sundae cone flavor for your coffee. So it kind of tastes like you're dunking a drumstick into your morning coffee. Yum, yum, yum. Thick. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Last week we posted that clip from Wheel of Fortune where everybody was laughing at how horrible it was when the contestants took a combined 9 turns to finish a phrase that was so obvious. Well, prepare to laugh a little harder now because this musician named Brandon something or other set music to it. It's like comedic piano music, and it fits brilliantly. It's
funny.
Really well done. So if you're bored at work, have a click. It's our clickbait, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook.
Clickbait.